Good morning. Wow, you're awake. It's always a pleasure and joy to be here, to be with my home family. I really missed everyone and everything, and this was a surprise visit for me. I arrived on New Year's Day. I spent Christmas in Paraguay in the 110-degree weather, and I decided to come up here and freeze to death. But like you said, I've been in Paraguay for 5 years now. This is my class. It's a big class of five. Actually, it's down to four. Well, myself and my aide and then my two students. Here we are. We like to have a lot of fun. One of those is celebrating my birthday. I have an autistic boy who's Korean, which is Daegun, which I think is the next slide. Oh, not yet. We are a multicultural school, so I have a Korean in my class. I have a girl who's grown up in Paraguay her whole life, and my aide is Paraguayan, and I'm American. So it's a lot of fun. This is Daegun. He is an autistic boy that I work with, and he is Korean. His English is actually his second language, so that's a lot of fun. And I'm learning a lot through him. God is teaching me a lot of patience. This is Grace. If you remember when I originally went down, she was the girl that I worked one-on-one with. She's now in sixth grade, if you can believe that. And she is progressing really, really well. We have a lot of fun. She's taller than me now, which doesn't take much. I'm always, my desire to be there a long time has been so I can develop relationships with the students and help them along their spiritual path. And my roommate and I, Jill, both play the guitar, and we both lead worship during chapel time on Tuesdays. I've also, through the church I used to go to, we had a lunch for the indigenous who were in a hospital, and so that's us serving. Here's some of the kids playing with their new toys that they got for Dia de los Niños, Child's Day. That's one of the opportunities I've had to minister. Let's see what the next thing is here. I also have a little bit of fun, too. Everyone's entitled to it. Going bowling. Yes, there's bowling alleys there. You have to hit reset after everything, but they're there. Going to soccer games, on the bus, hanging out with my friends. We also took a train to nearby cities. That is a Catholic cathedral, and there's a bunch of the other teachers outside there by the train. The little oven-type thing is where they make chipa, which is like a cornbread. And there I am drinking tea today, as some people call grass. It's not really. It's just like a tea. There's the Guarani Indians and their crafts. And what's South America without football, or as you guys call it, soccer? I enjoy going to some of the games. That was a World Cup game, or eliminators for the World Cup. And I've actually started playing soccer, which is quite funny to watch. It only took me 5 years to start doing that. This is the Jesuit missions ruins. I don't know if you've ever seen the movie The Mission, but this is the ruins from them. And of course, God has blessed me immensely with lots of friends and a family down there. I'd like to share with you a song that I wrote. This was a song that came to me one day when I was just having my quiet time. I'm going to sing it in Spanish so the words are up there for you in English. Thank you for your prayers and your love and support. It's great to see you. Kind of looking forward to going back and getting thawing out. And I start my school year next Wednesday, or this semester, next Wednesday. So thank you for your prayers and hope you enjoy.
Ask me my name. No.